2018 behind us, but memories of movies, good and bad, still obviously with us. And you have some picks. Let us know what your top five or movies of 2018.
So I'm going to move to number five right now, the horror film of the year. But I don't really consider horror films in that category as such. I consider them films. If they're a great film, they're going to work. And that number five on my list is Hereditary, with Toni Collette as a mother whose mother dies.
It's heartening to see so many strange new faces here today. I know my mom would be very touched.
And we start to find out a little bit about her family tree, how it affects her two children and her husband.
My mother was a very secretive and private woman.
And it really has an Exorcist vibe to it. That's what I like to compare it to. It has a creepiness factor.
It's Grandma. You know you were her favorite, right? Even when you were a little baby, she wouldn't let me feed you because she needed to feed you.
Plus, there is an element of truth in it.
She was a very difficult woman, which maybe explains me.
About our lives and our, in the sense of the Exorcist's faith.
Sometimes I swear I can feel them in the room.
And this one, it's family. So that's number five. Number four, we're back to the populous one, the Black Panther.
I have seen gods fly.
The Black Panther movie. To me, this is one of the best superhero movies ever made.
I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
And again, I think it's accessible to everyone.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
We have a director who's a visionary, Ryan Coogler. Remember that name, because this guy knows what his vision is. He also borrows from cinema of the past. He was able to revive the Rocky franchise with Creed, and now he's redefined the superhero movie.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
Basically about the Black experience, both in Africa and in America, and we all know the particular history with America. So, Black Panther, number four. Did you see Black Panther?
No, I have not, and I haven't seen Hereditary either, but I've heard great things about both of them.
Yeah, and I'll remind you that Black Panther, Hereditary on DVD and digital. Now, my number three film is a local film, a local effort. It's a documentary by the great Cartemquin Films, who gave us Hoop Dreams. This is getting some Oscar buzz. Minding the Gap.
Take one.
I'm making this film because I saw myself in your story.
Minding the Gap, and this is available on Hulu right now. So if you have Hulu, that's definitely download this one. So this is an extraordinary accidental documentary. It's organic both in its subject and its nature.
I always felt like I didn't fit in with my family.
My parents ran this very controlling house. I ran away a lot.
Skateboarding is more of a family than my family.
The filmmaker is Bing Liu, and he sought to understand his skateboard past in Rockford, Illinois.
How did you get disciplined?
I mean, well, they call it child abuse now, but
life might be moving on too fast.
Now, Rockford is a kind of an underwater town. They used to have a lot of industry, and of course, people are leaving, and there's a lot of problems there, but
we have to fully grow up, and it's going to suck.
In exploring his skateboarding past, both in present skateboarders in Rockford and some people he knew, he found a common thread that became the stunning thesis of the film.
When you're a kid, you just do, you just act. And then somewhere along the line, everyone loses that.
And I say no more, because it's just a beautiful movie about redemption and hope and family. Minding the Gap on Hulu. That's number three. Number two, now we're going to get into the art film aspect of it, but this is in limited theaters right now, but at the Cannes Film Festival, it got a 15-minute standing ovation at the end. So it's not just me being a snooty critic, it's the snooty people in France. So, but a little background on this. The film is named Capernaum, and it means chaos. And it's just a masterpiece of our modern times. The director is Nadine Labaki, and she's had some notable foreign language films over the years, including Caramel, and What Do We Do Now? I would recommend both those movies. But she is really into the social aspect of life and immigration. And here we have an immigration story focusing on a 12-year-old boy named Zane, who is disappointed that he was born into the family he was born into. His sister is his biggest companion, and because the family is undocumented in Lebanon, they sell his sister to the local merchant for marriage. This sets the kid off. He escapes from the family. He eventually develops another kind of family situation. He eventually gets arrested, and he goes on the media and actually sues his parents for bringing him into the world. An extraordinary story.
Wow,
multi-layered. Yeah. I can't say enough about this film, Capernaum, Meaning Chaos. It should, of course, be in the DVD digital very soon. It's in limited theaters, but look out for it. All right?
Yeah.
So you ready for number one?
I'm ready. Drum roll. Here we go.
Drum roll, please. This is actually on Netflix right now, so anybody can go and see it who has that service. And it is Roma. Roma is directed and written by the director Alfonso Cuarón. And he did Gravity a few years back with Sandra Bullock. So if a filmmaker is lucky and talented enough, the stars will align and they will get a shot to making their magnum opus that comes from their consciousness, rendered the film into the soul of the audience. And this is exactly what this film is. It's a beautiful, beautiful black and white film. Shades of Federico Fellini's 8.5, if you really want to get into a film geek kind of a realm here. But it's about a neighborhood in Mexico City called Roma, where a upper middle class family is living. They have a domestic maid named Cleo, and a crisis occurs in the family where the father leaves. So the mother has to learn how to survive. Cleo gets pregnant. She has to learn to deal with this. That's the essential story. But basically what is going on is a celebration of life and survival set in the early 1970s. So a beautiful film, Roma, a must-see on Netflix right now.
Good list. Thank you so much. I need to put it down on all my lists because I've seen none of them.
All right. Happy New Year to everybody. 2019, I'm sure, will bring some other cinema treats for everybody.